A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. And thank you, Scott Shannon. Thanks to all of you for being with us. We appreciate you being here. Here's our toll-free telephone number. It's 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. I didn't think I'd be starting with Alec Baldwin today. I won't spend that much time on it, but I found this very, very interesting. And I can't actually believe I never thought the day would come that I'm going to actually support Alec Baldwin. I've had my fights with him over the years. Mr. Father of the Year. And, you know, we had a couple of classic Twitter wars back in the day when I was on social media, which I'm not anymore. And, you know, I'm going to play this tape for you. And he goes in to buy a cup of coffee. And there's a anti-Israeli agitator there who just is demanding, just say it one time, Alec, one time, free Palestine, say it one time. He's in a coffee shop. Trying to get a cup of coffee, go home and be, you know, not bothering anybody. This person will not stop harassing him, you know, and the actor, while he appeared to be on the phone, he really wasn't. It was just a way to ignore the person and at the cash register at the shop. And just this person relentlessly harassing this guy. Alex, one time, just say free Palestine. One time goes on and on and on. Just one time, I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone if you say it one time. Then she blurts out, F Israel, F Zionism, and then adds, why did you kill that lady, Alec, and killed that lady and got no jail time? Well, he has a trial in July in terms of the cinematographer, Hutchins, and it is, while it's a felony, it is, you know, involuntary homicide. It's not, it's going to be... You know, we'll see what happens, but put all of that aside. This lady's such a jackass, whoever this person is, harassing the hell out of the guy, which is, you know, does any decent person act like this? Let me play it for you.
Alec, can you please say free Palestine one time? Why did you kill that lady? You killed that lady and got no jail time? No jail time, Alec? No jail time, Alec. You're putting innocent people in jail, Alec Baldwin.
I'm so sorry.
Free Palestine, Alec, just one time, and I'll leave you alone. I'll leave you alone, I swear. Just say free Palestine one time. One time. One time. One time, Alec. You know he's a criminal. You know he's a criminal. Come on, Alec, just say free Palestine one time. One time, just one time, please. And I'll leave you alone. Free Palestine. Israel, Zionism. Please say it. One time.
He just smacked the phone out of the lady's hand. Yeah, you know, and the worst part of this is, you know, in a screwed up city like New York, he's going to end up on the other end of this, having to defend himself. And that's how sick and twisted and bizarre our system of justice is in this country. It's pretty unreal. We have a lot of news today. We have a lot of news over what's going on in the Trump trial. We have a lot of news what's going on college campuses. And I will tell you, what we are witnessing on these college campuses ought to scare the living hell out of any decent American, because what we're hearing is just, I didn't think we'd ever be debating this in the course of doing this program when I started on radio years ago. And as a result, you know, we hear the death to America chants, we are Hamas chants, et cetera, et cetera. Colombia now, you know, meanwhile, the courtyard in Colombia has been taken over by a bunch of radicals. They now have had to put their classes online. You have a rabbi on campus saying that any Jewish student needs to, you know, stay away from the campus. It's not safe for them. And then, of course, you got, you know, beginning with the Jewish holiday of Passover, one of the most important religious festivals in the Jewish calendar. They celebrate the feast of Passover to commemorate the liberation of the children of Israel who were led out of Egypt by Moses. And anyway, just hours before the commencement of Passover, Joe Biden, you know, it's sort of like, really, Joe? Because he ends up, you know, talking about the pro-Hamas protesters, lavishing praise on, you know, one of the squad members, which have their anti-Semitic wing. In this case, it was AOC. And the message from the Biden White House was, you know, about this. Well, I condemn the anti-Semitic protests. I also condemn those who don't understand what's going on with the Palestinians. Now, hold on a second. And a lot of people have rightly pointed out, oh, I thought that's what the left got all worked up about when they talked about this whole issue of Donald Trump and the issue of Charlottesville. Now, if you look at the whole comment, I went back and looked at it. You're changing history, you're changing culture, and you had people. Now, listen to this part. This is what Donald Trump, and remember the media, oh, he's praising the neo-Nazis in Charlottesville. He said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists because they should be condemned totally. But yet many people in that group other than the neo-Nazis and the white nationalists, and the press has treated them absolutely early now in the other group. Yeah, in the other group, you had some fine people, but you also had troublemakers. And you see them come back with their black outfits and with their helmets and their baseball bats. And you got a lot of bad people, a lot of bad people in that other group. Oh, well, what's the difference with what Joe Biden is saying? But of course, the mob, the media, oh, they won't see an analogy at all. But now the kids at Columbia will have to finish their classes online. The campus still remains pretty much under siege. President Trump has weighed in on this and he called it a total disgrace. And he said it's really on Biden. He's got the wrong signal. He's got the wrong tone. He's got the wrong words. He doesn't know who he's backing. And it's a complete mess. If this were me, they'd be after me. They'd be after me so much. But they're trying to give him a pass on what's going on. And it's a disgrace to our country. And it's Biden's fault because Biden has not had the moral clarity that a president that you would expect to have from a president on this. I mean, Professor Dershowitz, you know, was on Hannity last night and he said, look, what I'm going to say is very controversial. This is more dangerous than January 6th. He said, because Those didn't involve as many students, not as many elite people, not as many future leaders. And we are Hamas. In other words, what, we're rapists? And think about this. This is Joe Biden. Have we really forgotten what happened on October the 7th? The murder, the rape, the beheadings, the kidnappings? Have we really forgotten the biggest terror attack in Israel's history? And now the Biden State Department is citing Israel with human rights abuses? Well, what about the abuses? The people that are responsible for all of this would be the terrorist group Hamas that has in their charter the destruction of Israel. And it's not just Columbia. It's not just NYU. It's not just MIT. It's now Harvard. It's Yale. It's Berkeley. It's happening all around the country. You know, you have, Obama, by the way, a Columbia alumni. He's been silent. We now learn the university has all of these tenured professors that are repulsive anti-Semites that celebrated the terrorist attack of October the 7th. You know, it's one House Democrat actually said he'd be worried to send his children to Columbia after watching this. We got more protests planned for NYU. I actually went to NYU for a year. We saw them protesting during Hannity last night. And the radicals now are controlling these college campuses. And these presidents don't have the moral clarity to say no. I mean, and think about this. The college campuses that you can get expelled from if you use the wrong pronoun. And colleges now, they don't know what to do. They're paralyzed by all of this. Harvard, Yale, Columbia, MIT, Berkeley, and it keeps going on and on. You had another story out today about a Jewish student at Columbia, you know, saying it. These anti-Israeli protests snatched and burned his Israeli flag, struck him in the face with rocks during the unrest that took place over the weekend. He was displaying the flag before 10 p.m., you know, elite schools now, the New York Post had a column. They're turning into Hamas University. Anti-Semitism is running rampant. You want to talk about a scary generational statistic? You have nearly half of Generation Z voters are sympathetic towards the terrorist group Hamas, according to a Summit.org RMG research survey. Wow. Do you think Israel's wealth and military power make it its campaign against Hamas unjust? Well, most voters across the board believe Israel's campaign is just, you know, compared to 21% that believe it's unjust. Only 42% of voters aged 18 to 24. Well, these are Joe Biden voters that he's been losing in droves. If he does a little bit of help, it gives a little bit of help to Israel, which is the bare minimum. You know, where is the president's moral compass to stand up against radical Islamic terrorist groups like Hamas? I pointed out on TV last night, since 2005, the tens and tens of thousands of rockets that have been fired from Gaza into Israel. I've been there. I've seen it. I've been there during a flare-up. I've seen it with my own eyes. And now this is just running rampant, and none of these college professors have any idea how to deal with this. It's not that hard. If you're going to enforce such strict woke regulations as pronoun, you know, proper usage, and you're so politically correct, then you ought not be allowed to do this and take over the campus the way they've taken it over and chant, you know, we are Hamas. And we support Hamas and all the hostility that are being brought towards Jewish students. It's unbelievable. But they still set up their tents. They're now setting them up on other college campuses. This is now growing out of control. By the way, down in Florida, they didn't put up with this crap. Yet all of this happening, you know, starting at the Golden Gate Bridge, Columbia University. Now it's spreading like a cancer. And what happened? Ron DeSantis stopped it right in its tracks. You can stop it if you have the will to do it. Robert Kraft, who I've known for many, many years, owner of the New England Patriots, he was on Hannity last night, and he literally says that he's going to stop donating to Columbia. He's donated a fortune. It was through a full academic scholarship, he wrote, to Columbia that gave me that I was able to attend in college and get my start in life, and I've been tremendously grateful. However, the school I love so much, the one that welcomed me and provided me with so much opportunity, is no longer an institution I recognize. I'm deeply saddened at the virulent hate that continues to grow on campus and throughout our country. I am no longer confident Columbia, its students and staff. I'm not comfortable supporting the university until corrective action has been taken. And then he says they hope they'll stay. They're not standing up. This is the problem. You saw all of this unfolding last night, you know, with, you know, on the campus of New York University. And then the police had to, you know, arrest hundreds and kick people out. Then during my show at 9 Eastern, they were walking through the streets. It was pretty unbelievable. You know, the only two senators are Tim Scott and John Fetterman, calling for the Columbia president to step down. It's unbelievable. But this is life in America, where now we don't have the moral clarity, and Joe Biden cares more about the votes that he lost in Hamas and the votes that he lost in Michigan out of people rebelling against his support of Israel against Hamas. And he lost 18.9% of Democratic presidential primary voters. And so now he's telling Israel, yeah, we support you, but we're not going to support you defending yourself against Iran firing missiles into your country. Why? Because he wants those radicals to vote for him. That is the only reason he's doing it. You know, he talks about the urgent concern over Israel and Gaza human rights and the State Department now attacking Israel. Where are their statements against the terrorist group Hamas, for crying out loud? It's repulsive, all of it. You know, since 9/11, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been committed to supporting our nation's first responders and veterans. Now, they are the heroes that put their lives on the line for our communities and our country. Heroes like U.S. Army Major Jonathan Turnbull. Now, Major Turnbull sustained devastating injuries at the hands of an ISIS suicide bomber. Now, the complete loss of his left eye, a puncture to his right eye. He needed more than 20 surgeries and countless hours of rehabilitation. Tunnel to Towers thankfully paid off his mortgage, and they gave him a specially adapted smart home designed for his needs. His home also gives him hope. And with the help of people like you, the foundation supports families like the Turnbulls. Join Tunnel to Towers. This is a great mission. They support America's heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month so this great work continues. Their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming. And I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and 2 different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival, and while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com, get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Back to New York and this sham of a trial with Donald Trump. I mean, it's really insane, everything that I keep laying out to you. It's insane that the judge in the case donated to Joe Biden in 2020. Then you've got the other conflict of interest involving a family member. Then you have the issue of the statute of limitations have run out on what would otherwise be, it's really all about a bookkeeping error. And the fact that they said it was a business expense, and they went into a non-disclosure agreement, which for those of you that don't know, probably every big company in America has gone into numerous ones. And it's basically often a financial calculation. How much would I have to spend in legal fees? How much do I pay to make an agreement with this person that has whatever grievance they may have, whether it's legitimate or not? They'll make a financial calculation to either do it or not do it. Or maybe they did something wrong and they just say, okay, let's settle this between ourselves. And they settle it. They have a non-disclosure agreement, end of the day. But, you know, Jonathan Turley, and there's so many smart lawyers that have weighed in on this, and they're just right. And he called this trial an embarrassment. He's a Democrat. He's a professor. But he cares about the law. And he said, the fact that we're talking about this case being presented in a New York courtroom leaves me in utter disbelief. The arguments in this case capture all of the problems here. You had a misdemeanor under state law whose statute of limitations had run out. This is a case that goes back to 2016. They've had 8 years to litigate this, but they never did. And then they try to use a federal law, you know, going back this far, that doesn't exist, as he points out, and in terms of election law, as a means of bringing these charges, which should never have been accepted by any judge that really cared about the rule of law and the truth. This is the weaponization of our legal system. This is what we've been telling you about. And by the way, Turley then made a comparison that's applicable here. Because if you remember Hillary Clinton, remember she paid for the Steele dossier. Remember how she paid for it? She paid for it as a, quote, legal expense. Sound familiar? And she hired a law firm, Perkins Coie. That was the legal expense that they claimed it was. Perkins Coie hires op research firm, Fusion GPS. Fusion GPS hires former MI6 official Christopher Steele. He puts together a series of documents. They became known as the Steele dossier. You know, remember when they funded the dossier, which they denied to reporters, they put it as a legal expense. And they fought the eventual fine, but they received from the federal government saying, well, it was a legal expense. Now you got the same Democrats supporting this bizarre theory against Donald Trump. And the prosecution being led in part, by the way, by a guy who gave opening arguments, who was actually the U.S. Associate Attorney General under Biden. They brought in a Trump hater from the Biden administration who's leading opening arguments and maybe all the arguments for Alvin Bragg. And anyway, he supports the accusation. Hey, this is coordinated. The fact that most people in most courts would be like, whoa. You have a former Biden Justice Department attorney that left his position just to do this case for Alvin Bragg and get Donald Trump. And that somehow Trump orchestrated a criminal scheme to corrupt the 2016 election. Well, people go into non-disclosure agreements for all sorts of reasons. And if it has to do with what Stormy Daniels, who though in writing denied that she ever had an affair with Donald Trump and ever was paid hush money, just to put as an aside, then maybe the real rationale or reason might have been, well, maybe I don't want my spouse to find out. Not saying I agree with it. I'm just saying that would be a motivation for many people. You know, Andy McCarthy writing, why do we call this a hush money trial? And he talked about the media democratic complex. They love salacious overtones that connotes, you know, that is implied there. But if Trump robbed a bank or whatever, you know, we'd be talking about the crime. The problem, he writes, is that the Democrats and the media mob elected progressive prosecutor Alvin Bragg. And this is what they want to accuse Trump of, in his words, is not a crime. Yeah, sure. Bragg indicted Trump on business record falsification offense, a misdemeanor, had abusively tried to inflate into 34 felonies, which in and of itself is beyond the pale. They use all these opening arguments. Oh, conspiracy to commit election fraud. That's not what this case is about. That's not what he's been charged with. 4 years, you know, telling the American people Trump is the most profound threat to our constitutional order. But Bragg's elaboration of Trump's supposed criminal scheme laid out in the statement of facts, or so-called, that he penned and published when the indictment was unsealed. You know, it shows what he's accusing Trump of is not a criminal conspiracy. And that is why Democrats and their media mob allies have to say hush money trial, because that's not what they're alleging here. They're not even alleging a conspiracy. Everything they said in their opening remarks is not even part of the trial. I like Greg Jarrett's take on this. He called it, you know, hocus pocus. It's a meaningless distraction or illusion that is intended to fool, in this case, the jury. And the DA hopes to basically snooker this Manhattan jury into convicting the former president with a bag of legal tricks. He says the first sleight of hand happened the moment the lead prosecutor addressed the jurors during opening comments on Monday. And the assistant DA, Biden's you know, former number three official at the Justice Department that we know is weaponized, said this case is about a criminal conspiracy. Well, then why wasn't Donald Trump, as Jared points out, ever charged with a criminal conspiracy? Because he wasn't. He repeatedly accused the defendant of participating in a criminal conspiracy, conspiracy, conspiracy. You know, it's not in the charges because there was no criminal conspiracy, but that didn't stop the prosecutor from deceiving the jury. And you know, he points out, like a skilled magician, he hopes the pretense will fool them. And then he slipped in another one. And he points out, oh, he accused Trump of election fraud. Oh, okay, that's what this case is about, election fraud. No, that's not what he's been charged with. Ignoring the fact that the Federal Election Commission examined Trump's payments and determined there was no fraud because the money conferred did not qualify as a campaign donation. Federal prosecutors who investigated this case reached the same conclusion. Gavin Newsom, by the way, is saying you better watch it. This overindulgence and your obsession with the Trump is going to backfire. Less is more. And then the Biden number three from the Justice Department uses pejorative terms to portray the Daniels, you know, cash as a nefarious case. We're talking about $130,000. And then this catch and kill device, you know, used by, I guess, a friend of Trump's from the National Enquirer. You know, it's I hate to tell you, this happens in business all the time. And the idea that Hillary Clinton did it, that doesn't bother anybody. And the defense now is even having to defend themselves. Even the New York Times pointed out that Bragg's case against Donald Trump is a historic mistake. I can't even believe they allowed this op-ed to be written. Anyway, it was written by this guy, Sugarman. He said that he was more concerned than ever about this unprecedented use of a state law. And he pointed out in his essay, he's a Boston University. He pointed out in his essay that Boston University law professor John Handelsman, well, Sugarman, argued that Bragg was overreaching in his attempts to try a federal election crime under New York state law. He said the Manhattan DA's allegation against Trump is vague since the prosecution failed to specify an election crime or a valid theory of fraud. But yet they've pulled up, what, 34 counts of falsifying business records? It's actually one. That's all it is. And it's a misdemeanor whose statute of limitations had long passed. Unbelievable. Points out most of them were entered in early 2017 before Trump filed his FEC report that summer. And Trump may have foreseen an investigation into his campaign, and Trump may have falsely recorded the internal records before the FEC filing as, quote, part of the fraud. However, a law professor noted that Bragg's filing and Monday's opening statements don't indicate prosecutors were following this approach. They're just going off and just throwing out big words like election interference and conspiracy to defraud, none of which he's been charged with. Alan Dershowitz, another, you know, respected law professor. And he goes on to argue that this is one of the worst abuses of prosecutorial discretion I've ever seen. In 60 years, he said it on Hannity last night, of practicing law, I've never seen a worse abuse of prosecutorial discretion ever. And he goes on to just lay it out there. And they had this battle of, you know, the whether or not this gag order is legitimate, and a fight between Trump's attorneys and the judge, you're losing credibility. Well, why does everybody else involved in the case allowed to talk and give their opinions and Trump can't go out and defend himself? Seems pretty straightforward. If you're going to let one side talk, you got to let all sides talk. There was no crime here. They made it up. They have to combine a non-existent state misdemeanor beyond the statute of limitations, tie it to a federal felony, which was not prosecuted by the federal government that did look at it. And all of this is just the way that, I guess, American justice works under a weaponized justice system of Merrick Garland and Joe Biden. Well, Donald Trump put on Truth Social this and he put on Truth Social that. American law is supposed to have a crime, Dershowitz said. And then you look for who committed it. Not first decide who you want to prosecute and then rummage through the statute books to find some technical violation. unless they're continuing to do this, then it's going to spread and it's going to be a precedent of American justice that if you run for president, your opponent's going to try and find something on you. That is the stuff of a banana republic. That is not what the United States is supposed to stand for, and it's not. But this is the world that we're living in. This is the world of a weaponized justice system. Wall Street Journal, you know, weighing in, pretty much saying the same thing. Dershowitz, again, prosecutors are violating voters' rights with this trial. And it just goes on and on and on. And Donald Trump now has to spend the next month, 6 weeks in a courtroom while the field is wide open to Joe Biden to campaign any place, anytime he wants. And Trump spending $76 million draining his funds to fight Biden in the campaign, which is only 195 days away. Shockingly, Michael Avenatti said, yep, Trump's a victim of the system. He said that in a Fox News interview. That's pretty interesting to me, considering his position in this case or what it was in this case. And it just goes on and on and on. And this, if they have their way for the next 195 days, Donald Trump will be in a courtroom in New York. He will be in a courtroom in D.C. He'll be in a courtroom in Fulton County, Georgia. He'll be in a courtroom in Florida. And then, then we get to Election Day. At what point does America, and the polls show that Americans see this, at what point do you say enough is enough? They can't, and I think Stephen A. Smith was really onto something. They can't beat him. They don't have confidence they can beat him. So instead, they're going to try to weaponize the justice system. Meanwhile, Joe Biden doesn't know what day of the week it is. You can't make any of this stuff up. It's pretty bad. By the way, Biden apparently is pressing on with a visit to Syracuse after two cops were slain despite pushback from law enforcement who are grieving the loss of their fellow officers. They don't want him to go. By the way, Biden in big trouble because he implied his uncle was eaten by cannibals. Now New Guinea's prime minister is furious. I told you about that yesterday. And now Morehouse College is going to have Joe give their commencement exercise, and they're scared to death that Joe Biden's going to bring with him a lot of protesters. By the way, Biden tries to have it both ways, condemning the anti-Semitic protests on college campuses and people that don't understand the Palestinian situation. Oh, sounds like what the media hated about Donald Trump's Charlottesville comment, in which he said, I'm not talking about the neo-Nazis and white nationalists because they should be condemned. He said that. The media didn't report it. But you had other people on the other side other than the neo-Nazi white nationalists. Then he went back to say, yeah, this other group of people, you had a lot of bad people in the other group, a lot of them. But why let details get in the way of a good lie, political lie? 800-941-SHAWN if you want to be a part of the program. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere. And it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400 depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create three new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.